Something for the weekend. It's Saturday and Enda Murphy is back in this week with news from the net. And what you have for me today, Enda?
Well, I tell you, this is an incredible story. It really is. An American family discovered a fertility clinic that they used the wrong sperm to conceive their 24-year-old daughter after she gave them an Ancestry.com DNA test for Christmas.
Oh, God.
You know these test things which you
I know, my husband did one and it said that he was 1% Chinese and there's absolutely, as you said to me, that's a Chinese takeaway.
I know, but this is terrible. When the results came back, she didn't share any of her dad's DNA, and a separate paternity test in March confirmed that they aren't biologically related at all.
Imagine finding that out 24 years later.
Well, it's not good. Have a listen to this.
It's hard to explain the shock and agony when you find out that someone you love and care for, your own daughter, is not genetically related to you. My daughter Becca's DNA does not contain any of my or my Italian family's genetic history and makeup. There's a mix of anger, pain, and confusion that comes along with having to accept this. I never would have imagined the Christmas gift of home DNA kit would unveil this kind of abuse of our trust. For our daughter, Rebecca, it's even tougher. She's experiencing significant emotional distress and confusion concerning her own identity. She has no idea who her biological father is. My wife, Jennifer, is still in shock. She's profoundly disappointed that she can no longer give birth to a child with both of our genetics.
So that's her dad talking about it. You can hear the absolute devastation.
Oh, devastation. God,
I mean, it wouldn't make a difference, really, after all those years. But I suppose, you know, who is the dad and who's my brothers? Do I have half-brothers and sisters out there? I could be dating my half-brother.
You just don't know. And imagine how much of a head feck that'd be. Do you know what I mean? And here's the thing, right? Her biological father, this is worse, her biological father has been narrowed down to 5 people.
So will she ever find out?
Well, they probably will. They probably are able to.
They're even still alive.
Do they want to, though? That's the other thing. It's so weird.
Yeah, I often think about, you know those stories you hear about in America where a baby is swapped in the hospital at birth and they find out, you know, when the baby is 2 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want your biological child back or keep the baby that you've raised for a couple of years?
I don't know. It must be such an emotional turmoil that would cause.
Yeah.
And I tell you, just because it reminds me of my mum years ago. She used to say that she picked up the wrong baby.
Oh, God. Enda, when are you back on the radio?
Back on the radio Sunday morning. Classic love songs from 8 to 11 Sunday morning. Please join me.
Do you want to do your sexy radio voice there for me?
That was it.
Oh. This is so